To make a prairie, it takes a clover and a bee, one clover and a bee, and reverie. The reverie alone will do, if bees be few. Emily Dickinson.
Having turned 69 in 09, Roger Finkston says he's not looking forward to his 70th, but considering his options, turning 70 is better than not, assuming good health, a loving wife, at least a modest income, and of course the continuing pleasure of writing poems. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Roger, welcome, and let's have your prairies.
Happy birthday to me. Getting up from breakfast, I feel good weather tall, in spite of a knee crimped with pain the size of a dime, in spite of thinking myself 70 as I turn 69 on an April day of jonquils and rain soft as my wife's robe, sliding now from crossed legs that still give me pause, the backyard suddenly primal, a married pair of pileated woodpeckers swooping in from the woods, each taking a turn at the suet, their pterodactyl profiles swinging from a chain. And my, oh my, as our neighbor said one morning from his deck, coffee in hand and a ripe sun liquid in the trees, it don't get any better than this. And I'm thinking, forget the cake and candles, the tie or wallet. All I need, and she knows it, is a little slow music and that blue devil of a robe. Feeding Swallows. Undeterred by the riding mower's din, they swoop and glide, a liquid twittering of opportunists, so close at times I duck, then look up at the house to see if you might be watching, laughing as I, suburban rough rider in shorts and sneakers, serve these feathered acrobats a dusty feast of blade-tossed targets, myriad insects plucked mid-air by birds so sure of their windfall they even pause in the Bradford pear. No hurry, as if they, too, know there's half an acre still to go. Enough snap, crackle, pop in the grass to fatten flocks, let alone these iridescent few. Grady's Neglect, a prose poem. 6 a.m., still pumping after a two-mile run, Grady walks the backyard to a summer plot knee-deep in neglect, though weeds are the least of his worries, as he uncovers a horde of green worms working the leathery leaves of red cabbage, each ragged hole the mirrored image of his own surprise. In a rage of guilt and anger, he plucks their thick bodies and squeezes their insides out before tossing them half-liquid in the grass for the birds. Walking back to the house, Grady fantasizes a fate worse than birds, something mandibular, something rapacious and ironically green. The Man Next Door. With a packet of sunflower seeds, I step out the back door, trusting some vague pulse to guide my shallow planting under bedroom windows, in flower beds, two at either end of the driveway, one each by the doghouse, the mailbox, the telephone pole, a dozen or so in the vegetable garden. The remaining few I save for the man next door. Not by moon, but sunlight, I sneak one in his tomato patch, another just below his painted duck that flies when the wind is up, the last one by the rusted, burnt-out barrel where nightly he burns cardboard. So much cardboard. It may be that such a man, so taken with fire he's the talk of the road, needs a sunflower in his life, a silent, queenly presence to see him through this compulsive burning. My mother's purse. Scotch tape in her purse. My mother travels prepared for each day's crisis. A modest testimonial to one of the great inventions, up there with AstroTurf, Viagra, the wheel. And now, of course, there's double-sided, oh, the stuff of dreams, for those daily tasks, the puzzling cracks and tears. In my mother's purse, the transparent answer.
You've been listening to poems by Roger Fingston on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.